Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
How is osteosarcoma diagnosed? By Dr. Catherine Walton. This episode is brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support. Dr. Catherine Walton helps us understand the diagnostic process of osteosarcoma and treatment options thereof. Osteosarcoma is a rare malignant tumor of bone that comprises 1% of all cancers diagnosed. Of all the new diagnoses of osteosarcomas, 50% of those are diagnosed in children younger than 20 years of age. It's characterized by the production of immature bone, and the most common areas for developments are the growth areas of the bones in the leg, femur and tibia. Osteosarcoma typically develops in the growth spurt ages in adolescence, 13 to 18 years, but it's characterized by a bimodal age distribution. For example, either the young, 13 to 18, or elderly, over 65 years of age. When diagnosed in the elderly, it's often associated with Paget's disease, a disease characterized by an accelerated rate of bone turnover. Symptoms. Pain is the most common symptom. It's often intermittent and can easily be misdiagnosed as growing pains in children. Pain often commences after an injury and becomes worse. About 12% of patients already have a fracture of bone underlying the tumor at the time of diagnosis. Swelling develops over the site of the tumor, over the bone. This swelling may also be tender to touch. Redness of the skin overlying the mass, owing to increased vascularity of the disease and surrounding tissues. Osteosarcoma does spread easily. The most common site of spread is to the lungs, which can present as a chronic cough. Tests for diagnosis. X-ray is usually diagnostic for suspected osteosarcoma. There is bone destruction in the bone underlying the tumor. The margins of the bone are indistinct, with the cortex of the bone being destroyed. There are both radiodense and radiolucent areas with intermittent periosteal new bone formation. MRI scans are usually done after an X-ray. This shows the full extent of the bone involvement, as well as involvement of the surrounding structures, like the soft tissue and neurovascular bundles. A body scan is done to evaluate the full extent of bone involvement. We can see if there are any other bones involved, and local spread of disease can be evaluated. A biopsy is done to confirm tissue, histological diagnosis, and typing of osteosarcoma. Typing is done based on the cellular structure as seen under the microscope. Different types of osteosarcoma have different risk stratifications, resulting in different rates of risk for spread of disease. A CT scan is done to evaluate the lungs. Once diagnosis is confirmed with the test as described, treatment can be decided upon. The results of the tests guide the treatment options and decisions. Repeated tests are done to evaluate response to the treatment. Treatment options. Options are discussed in a multidisciplinary team comprising orthopedic surgeons, radiologists, and clinical oncologists, and then full discussion with the patient and family members will be done. This is most often a combination of surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy. Treatment will depend on final imaging and staging options, as well as a final histology. The aim of treatment is always to maintain limb functioning as much as possible. Definitive treatment is surgery with radiation and chemotherapy being given either prior to or after the surgery, depending on the extent of the initial disease, as well as the results after the surgery. If you are diagnosed with metastatic spread of disease at the outset, the option is to excise the disease, as well as administration of chemotherapy to prevent further spread of the disease.